I spied a jelly mountain, I chased it to the sea. I waded in with a banana skin and had it for my tea. I swam across the channel and climbed up onto France. I said the 12 times table, the French for gloves is Gantz. Oh, jelly, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, jelly, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, jelly, I love you truly dear. Oh, jelly, I love you cheap as well. D'accord.
Bitte starren Sie mich nicht so an. Ich bin keine Werbung.
Excuse me, I think this woman is trying to tell you something.
Yes, I know, but she's saying it in German.
What's that got to do with it? You're an educated man, from the look of you.
Oh, I only look like that.
Well, anyway, you'd better answer her, or she'll go back to Germany and tell everybody how rude the English are.
I'm not English.
Oh, don't be so smart. You know what I mean.
Okay, what's the answer?
Ask her to repeat what she said, slowly.
Please, will you repeat your message slowly?
Bitte starren Sie mich nicht so an. Ich bin keine Werbung.
What is that in English?
Do not look at me. I am not an advertisement.
Well, you see, I already looked at all the advertisements. Hey, Jimmy, you down there.
You're talking to me, pal?
Yes. Any interesting advertisements down there?
No, just the usual crap.
Hey, watch it. There's two women up here. Come on up here a minute. Take a pew.
How do you do, everybody?
You spoke in English.
Dieser Mann, versteht kein Deutsch.
That's nothing, neither do I.
German? I don't speak German. What did you ask me up here for?
Oh, come on. Two women, two men.
Oh, suddenly I understand English.
Me too. Cheerio, chaps.
Auf Wiedersehen.
I built a house. I built a house around a mouse. I made it big and strong. Damn, it's fallen down. Damn, it's fallen down. Damn, it's fallen down. The mouse's house has fallen down. Fallen down, fallen down. And crushed the mouse unto a pulp. Oh, mouse. I wrenched aside the slabs of stone and pulled him out by his face. His tail was at 90 degrees and threw him down a stream. Where's the mouse? My husband cried when he came back home from the library. The house fell down, I pulled him out by the face and threw him down a stream. He slumped on a stool and would not eat his yogurt laced with jam. His cheeks were bright with tears for the poor wee pulped mouse. See if you can guess what the following means. Dylan Edwards will read it in Czech, Russian and Greek.
Podívej, když budeš chrápat, lehni si pod postel a zacpi si ponožkou pusu. Слушай сюда, раз храпишь, залезай под кровать и носок тебе впасть. Китана дис, ан проките на роха лисис, ксапла се като апто кревати, ме мия калца сто стомасу.
I wonder how many of you guessed. It is, of course. Look, if you're going to snore, lie underneath the bed with a sock in your mouth. Listen again.
Подивей, když будешь храпат, Лехни си под постел, а зацпи си поножкою пусу. Слушай сюда, раз храпишь, залезай под кровать, и носок тебе впасть. Кита на дис, αν πρόκειται να ροχαλήσεις, ξάπλωσε κάτω από το κρεβάτι με μια κάλτσα στο στόμα σου.
It's easy when you know how. The dirty dinner. Oh, what's that on the dining room table? Jim, come here. What's that on the dining room table? That's a big pile of dirt, Mammy. What's it doing on the dining room table? I shoveled it on. Why? Don't you know we're having visitors tonight? The Smiths are coming. Yes, Mammy, I know. But Daddy said, I'd like to make the Smiths eat dirt. Oh, you silly boy, he didn't mean that. Now, come on, get rid of it. Oh, Mammy, it took me a long time to put it on. Get rid of it! And just a minute, change into your slippers before you climb onto the table. And not a sharp spade in case you dint the veneer. Watch now, I don't want dirt all over the carpet. What else is on the table besides the dirt? Bill. Bill? How long has he been there? From the beginning, I suppose. Let's have a look. Bill, are you all right, Bill?
Yes, Mammy, I'm all right. I've drilled a wee hole in the table and I can see through and I can see the carpet too. I drilled a hole for an eye.
Oh, my goodness, just stay there, Bill, till Jim's got rid of the dirt. We don't want any on the carpet. And don't move in case any of the dirt goes through the holes.
All right, Mammy.
Now, Jim, come on, get rid of some of this dirt. Okay. Can I put the pail in the chair? Yes. Just a minute. Let me put a bit of paper on it. Didn't you wipe the bottom of the pail?
Oh, no, Mammy.
Give it here. There. Put it in the chair. Now. Careful, son. That's enough. Just take the bucket and empty it out the window.
Empty it out the window, Mammy. There's people passing.
Son, we've got to get rid of this dirt in a hurry. Just empty it out the window. Be careful, that's all. Try and spread it in a wide arc so that, you know, all of it won't fall on one person.
Ha ha ha, Mammy!
There's one or two people looking up.
Oh, crumbs.
Come inside, quick, for goodness sake. Bring that pail in with you. Here, fill it again, quickly. That's right. No, not so much this time. Throw it out the window. No, not that window, this side window. No, scatter it. Oh, crumbs, you fool, quick, come in. Right, fill it up again. Now, out the other one. No, the first window that you put it out. Watch your feet. Oh, don't get that dirt into the carpet. Wait a minute, I'll get a brush and shovel. Now, come on, round, that's right, work round it. There. Now throw it out in a wide arc. That's the way to do it. Is that the bell? Just a minute, I'll answer the door. Go on shoveling. Hey, are you all right, Bill?
Yes, Jim, I'm all right.
What's it like with all the earth on top of you? Lovely. Was Mammy very annoyed? I couldn't see her face. Shh, here's Mammy coming back. Who was it, Mammy? Nobody you know. Hurry up. That's a good boy. I say, where's Bill? Bill? What do you mean? I thought it was on the table. Oh, no, that was only a joke, Mammy. Where's the hole that he was breathing through? Oh, Mammy, why don't you have a wee lie down? I'll finish off the table and polish it with beeswax. It'll be all ready in time for the Smiths.
Questionnaire. What do you think about the chicken with its big feathery skin? I don't know nothing about the chicken, I'm a mole. Give me a sledge and a hill of dirt going deep into the earth and I'm as happy as a sand boy with an adult mature worm waiting at the end of the run. I've just seen my first chicken with its big feathery skin. Would you mind repeating your question? I'm a mole, just make it snappy, I want to get back in my sledge. There's a lot of chickens running about the underground passages. What do you think about the chicken with its big feathery skin? Fabulous. I think they're fabulous.
Hello, Mr. Cutler. Have you seen Craig Murray Orr?
Yes.
How long ago?
1 minute and 30 seconds.
Which way did he go?
That away.
Thank you. You're a chooky lamb.
Do you have to go through that rigmarole?
You're old enough to be my mother.
Haven't you got that the wrong way round?
Okay, I'm young enough to be your mother. There's Craig Marior coming out the sweet shop now.
Mr. Marior! Mr. Marior!
Hello, here I am.
Mr. Marior, can I have a sweetie?
What kind do you want?
A green one.
Are you sure? Nobody likes green ones.
I love green ones. Shall I pick one out of the bag?
Let me pick one out for you. Look at your nails.
That's a broken one. There's a bit off the edge.
Maybe if I empty the bag out onto my newspaper, we'll be able to find the bit.
Can't I have a whole one?
You never get a whole one inside your mouth. Try the broken one first, just to see. You can spit it out if it's too small.
It's too small and it tastes of soap.
Well, I have to keep my hands clean. Oh, don't be so fussy.
I'll have to go home and wash my mouth out now.
That was pretty smart of you.
Oh, you've got to watch women like that or they'll be all over you. Would you like a sweet?
I think I'll read a story instead. Okay, straight shooter?
Sure, fire ahead. Just go easy on the filth.
Right, just this once.
A steady job. Hello, Sam.
Hello, Daddy. You back?
Yes, son. What in the... Where's your mother? She's in the house somewhere.
Doris, Doris.
What the hell's Sam doing out in the garden, buried up to his ankles? Oh, Bill, I'm so glad you're home, dear. 3 weeks is a long time.
Yes, darling. What's Sam doing out in the garden?
Bill, I'm broken-hearted. I'm so glad you're home. Bill, I don't know where to begin. The day after you went, some kid at school told Sam he was small. You know how sensitive Sam is. He came home, dug a couple of little holes in the garden, stuck his feet in, stamped the earth down and poured some water over himself and stood there all night. I didn't find out till the next morning and I said, "What are you doing, Sam?" And he said, "I'm trying to grow." And he told me about this fellow at school. I tried to dissuade him, but you know Sam. Well, at the end of the week, I thought I'd had enough. Despite all his protests, I tried to dig him out, and I couldn't. What do you mean, dear? He'd taken root.
Taken root? You're mad.
No, I'm not. His toes have started to grow and have worked their way down into the earth.
You mean you can't get him out?
Surely you can find which way his toes have gone and ease them out. Oh, you don't understand, Bill. Bill, they've grown all in different directions.
Yes, but it's not an impossible job.
Bill, Sam is going to have to stay there forever. Two of his toes have gone under the electric railway at the bottom of the garden, and they're up in a garden at the other side. Lucky it's someone we know. We'll never be able to get him out. I spoke to the railway company. They refused to allow tunnelling underneath the line. They were pretty mad with his toes growing under the line as it is.
Do you mean that Sam is there forever?
Yes. Yes, Bill. I foolishly let Sam know about this and he was as pleased as punch. You see, he's very happy there, growing in the garden.
But we can't have that.
Oh, Bill, you know you said you would let Sam do whatever he wanted to. He's old enough now to know his own mind. He wants to stand in the garden and grow. I think we ought to let him, don't you? All right then, Doris. Bill, go and tell Sam that it's all right. He's worried about you.
Okay, Doris, I'll tell him.
Sam, it's all right.
I spied a jelly mountain, I chased it to the sea. I waded in with a banana skin and had it for my tea. I swam across the channel and climbed up onto France. I said the 12 times table, the French for gloves is Gantz. Oh, jelly, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, jelly, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, jelly, I love you truly, dear. Oh, jelly, I love you cheap as well.
D'accord.
Jelly Mountain was written and performed by Ivor Cutler and also starred Craig Murray Orr, Dylan Edwards, Beverly Crewe and Alison O'Kell. It was produced by Neil Cargill.